This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Holly Fox in Bonn. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou scrambled to forge a unity government on Saturday, but rival parties showed little willingness to cooperate in facing down the country's debt crisis. After surviving a vote of confidence in Parliament in the early hours of the morning, Papandreou met with President Carlos Papoulias, saying Greece had to establish a political consensus to prove it wanted to keep the euro. Papandreou has offered to step aside as prime minister if necessary, but the leader of the country's main opposition party flatly rejected Papandreou's proposal for a coalition government that would remain in power for several months and shepherd Greece's last financial lifeline, a 130 billion euro bailout deal, through Parliament. Antonis Samaras repeated his demand that Papandreou step aside immediately and that snap elections are called. Tens of thousands of opposition activists, meanwhile, gathered in central Rome on Saturday to demand that Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi step down. Berlusconi's grip on power has been weakened by Italy's ongoing sovereign debt crisis and infighting in Berlusconi's coalition. At the G20 meeting in Cannes this past week, Italy's economy was put under surveillance amid a lack of trust in Berlusconi's pledged reforms. There are growing calls from the opposition for a unity government to be put into place to push through the unpopular reforms other European Union allies are demanding. The Syrian regime's violent crackdown on anti-government protesters intensified on Saturday, killing several in the flashpoint city of Homs. The continued violence is casting doubt on President Bashar Assad's willingness to put into action an Arab League plan that is meant to end the months of bloodshed triggered by a popular uprising. The plan had called for a dialogue between the regime and its opponents and for government tanks to be withdrawn. Damascus officially announced its acceptance on Wednesday. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. Some 2.5 million Muslims began the annual 5-day pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia on Saturday, ascending the Mountain of Mercy at Arafat, where Islam's Prophet Muhammad is said to have delivered his farewell address. The Hajj is the world's largest annual pilgrimage. Dressed in white robes to symbolize purity and equality under God, the pilgrims filled the Namera Mosque in Arafat and the nearby streets and camps for collective prayer, led by Saudi Arabia's top cleric, Sheikh Abdul Aziz al-Sheikh. This year's Hajj coincides with the Arab Spring democracy protests that have swept many nations in the region and have led to the ouster of the autocratic leaders of Tunisia, Egypt, and Libya. In his sermon, al-Sheikh said that Islam faced challenges and divisions and urged Muslims to solve the problems peacefully and without bloodshed. Boko Haram, a radical Muslim sect, claimed responsibility on Saturday for a series of deadly coordinated attacks in northeastern Nigeria the day before. 63 people were killed, according to the Red Cross, and hundreds were injured. Police stations and churches were targeted. Boko Haram wants to see an Islamic state in northern Nigeria and has waged an increasingly bloody sectarian fight against Nigerian authorities since its founding in 2009. And now to sports and soccer. In the Bundesliga on Saturday, league champions Dortmund routed Wolfsburg 5-1. That puts Dortmund just 2 points behind the current league leader Bayern Munich, which take on promoted bottom club Augsburg on Sunday. In Saturday's other matches, Bremen fought back to beat Cologne 3-2, Mönchengladbach won 2-1 at Hertha Berlin, Hoffenheim drew 1-1 with Kaiserslautern, Freiburg won 2-1 in Nuremberg, and Hamburg drew 2-2 with Bayer Leverkusen. For more news and information, visit our website at dw-world.de. There you'll find podcasts of all your favorite Deutsche Welle programs. Holly Fox, Deutsche Welle Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.